gets an insight into this in our reading from John chapter 10. I'll just read it to you. It's on page 1016. Page 1016, John chapter 10. I'm beginning to read at verse 11 on page 1016. Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But, says Jesus, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And you think that sounds wonderful, that in Jesus we have the good shepherd. What does that mean in practical terms? Well, in verse 14, he talks about the good shepherd knowing his sheep and being a shepherd whom they know as well. It's not simply a passing acquaintance. It's not just God, we nod at him and move on. But he's referring to a relationship that he wants to have with us, where we know him well enough to trust him and continue to trust him even when things aren't going particularly well, when things aren't as easy as we'd like them to be. If you're like me, I am full of faith when life is great. When all's going well, I can pray with great boldness and trust God totally. It's when things are a bit harder that my faith is stretched and I'm not quite sure how much I can ask for with confidence. Jesus clearly understood this and used, of course, an example to show that he did, which would have been very familiar to his contemporaries. He used the example of wolves attacking a flock, and how, faced with that particular threat, temporary shepherds who didn't know or care for the sheep, but were just there as a temp, would run away. However, the real shepherd's commitment was completely different. He wasn't going to run away. His flock, a part of his life, are an important aspect of who he is, and he's deeply committed to. And that's a model of the Lord Jesus' commitment to us. He knows us. He understands the pressure points, and at those times he's with us and wants to help us and wants to support us. And through that, we find ourselves getting a deeper relationship with him. And today, through this passage, we sense the Lord Jesus saying, "Now I want to get to know you better. I want to be communicating with you more often, more clearly, and in a way that you recognize more and more is me trying to get through to you." The Bible speaks often of something called a spiritual battle. When things at work aren't easy and the rest of life is complicated, and we find ourselves feeling negative or irritable, or wondering whether it's all worth it, and where is God, and what is he doing. And it's in those times that Jesus wants us to be able to depend on him, that he's with us, and will speak to us, and will answer prayer, and make a difference. And you think, that sounds great. But in my situation, can I really trust him completely with this? And that's, I think, why he said what he did in verse 11. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And in verse 18, he says, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord." That's the quality of commitment that I have for you, says the Lord Jesus. I want you to know that and to know me better. I want you to hear me, and I'm going to speak to you in different ways so that in one of those ways you'll think, I recognize you. I know that's God. I sense your presence. And today there's a start of something, I think, in the lives of some of us where he says, right, we're just going to move forward today. We're going to find ourselves hearing him more clearly, knowing he's there much more, feeling we're knowing him better. Wonder if he was here today and he put us on the spot and thinks, how well do you know me? How clearly do you hear me? Do you understand how much I love you?